All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 8th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where with few limitations, we can worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in a government for the people, by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today and all days, so that we have the wisdom to make the right decision for the right reason. These things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge by mention of God. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bids for a term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for lighting supplies for runway and taxiway at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Airport Lighting Company and Blue Globe LLC for a second additional one-year renewal from March 8, 2016 to March 7, 2017 with proposed price increases shown on the attachments due to increases in manufacturing costs. Item C is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file change order number one for the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Dune Restoration with Apollo Environmental for a decrease of $832.15 for the adjustment of quantities and qualities to reflect the change in processes, bringing the total contract amount from $3,872,218.60 down to $3,871,386.45, and that's going to increase the contract working days by 60 days, bringing the total number of working days from 255 to 315. And that is a Hurricane Ike Round 2.2 disaster project that's funded by the Texas General Land Office. Item D is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a contract with Time Warner Cable Business Class for standard cable service and one additional outlet at the New Jefferson County Adult Probation Facility at 800 8th Street in Port Arthur for a change of $107.99 per month for 36 months and a one-time installation charge of $250. And lastly, item E is consider and approve disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Mm-hmm. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second, Judge, with correction.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
Correction. 4th Street.
Yes, 800 4th Street. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? And I will just note that the it seems odd on the dune restoration project that we're decreasing the budget but increasing the number of days, and that's because it was originally in the breaks in the dike. They were planned on just placing rocks there. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has decided that they want some baskets for the rocks to go in. So that they won't get spread about, and so it's going to increase the number of days but decrease the cost. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Airport, we have one item to receive and file executed ground lease option termination agreement with Jefferson County and Accelerated Development Operating Company. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget amendment for the sheriff for the replacement of the wrecked vehicle in the amount of $35,938. And item B is regular county bills, check number 416995 through 417275. Do I have a motion on those items?
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, Item A is consider properly accept and receive and file a 2015 Commissioner's Continuing Education Certificate of Completion for Commissioner Brent Weaver pursuant to Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item B is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file the annual certification of loan government property for the Navy Museum Northwest according to MK-16-97 Torpedo located at Veterans Memorial Park. Item C is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file the annual static display loan program agreement number SDA-0415 of National Museum of the United States Air Force for the aircraft on display at the Veterans Memorial Park. Item D is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute law enforcement agency executive order 13688 to control property request authorization for fiscal, for federal fiscal year 2016. Item E is to receive and file a certificate of completion for Commissioner Eddie Arnold for successfully completing the continuing education provisions of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2015 for 24 hours and carryover of 8. And item F is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute 6 letters of intent regarding the development of property at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion. And I just wanted to note that the 6 letters of intent relate to a developer who's interested in 6 parcels at the airport, which would include a retail center, an event center, an office building, a hotel, and so this letters of intent give the developer the opportunity to engage in due diligence to study the feasibility of the development of the project. Any other discussion?
Judge, I'd just like to thank the Nealon EDC and their director and the board and City of Nealon and everyone else that has worked so diligently to push this forward. It's something that's been talked about for years, the frontage of the airport. As most people know, with our FAA grant assurances, one of the things that they look for when they give us that pot of money is to look at our due diligence on how we're making the airport more revenue-driven to sustain the airport, and we're not subsidizing it. So this is definitely an area that has needed some attention, and hopefully will become a reality. I'm hopeful of that. I think these letters of intent, they're non-binding, but they're the first step in actually having a lease. For them to go out and do their feasibility, I would ask that Alex and Kay work closely with our county attorney to make sure that she's in the loop on all the activities that happen out there, so that when the actual lease documents do come to the court, they've been vetted and reviewed, and we can move forward and hopefully have some revenue that comes back to the airport, and ultimately everybody benefits from it in our local entities. So thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate Mr. Queer's doggedness in staying on this project. Very much. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under District Clerk, item A is to receive and file the executed master agreement for document imaging services and products between Jefferson County and Data Bank IMX Inc. Have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under Historical Commission, we have 3 items. Item A is consider and possibly approve revised appointments to Jefferson County Historical Commission for 2016. Item B is consider and possibly approve receive and file the Jefferson County Historical Commission annual report for 2015. And item C is to receive and file the amended bylaws for the Jefferson County Historical Commission. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and immediately following Commissioner's Court, I under district attorney. We are announcing an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purposes of receiving information regarding matters that may require litigation and conferring with the county attorney. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Oh, yes. I think next week is a county holiday and several schools holiday, so if it's okay with the commissioners, we'll meet on Tuesday. All right. If nothing further, then we are adjourned. Everybody make sure you vote. Early voting starts February 16th.
That's Tuesday.